Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
AL, Peter Zion here, coming to you from Colorado. Today we're going to talk about these Gen Z protests that are bringing down governments, most notably in Nepal and in Madagascar. And if these are two places that you don't know much about, you're not alone. What to keep in mind? Young people protest. Young people bring down governments. That's just part of the math. They have less of a stake in the system. They have less experience, and they don't see the cost to them as a society, and certainly not personally. Now, once you have kids, once you have a mortgage, once you have something to lose, then you have more of a vested interest in, say, reforming the system rather than overthrowing it. And so when you look at youth protests, you have to make sure that there is a youth to protest. So if you dial back to, say, the 1970s and the 1980s, the most active student protest movements in the world were in, say, South Korea, where there was a large chunk of the population that was under age 30. If you look around the world today, there aren't a lot of those places left. As you industrialize, as you urbanize, birth rates drop. And so here in the United States, we're now below replacement levels. Well, in Europe, they've been below replacement levels for 50 years. Places like India and Mexico and Indonesia, Turkey, they all fell below replacement levels even before the United States did. So when you think of a place that matters because they're economically large or strategically viable, all of these places have kind of aged out of the protest stage, and what's left are much younger countries where the birth rate is still falling, but there's still a substantial percentage of the population that's below age 25. So we see Nepal and Madagascar. We're seeing Yemen. We will see places like Nigeria and maybe even Pakistan fall into that category. But for the most of the world, this youth bulge is long gone. And so the places where you can or might see youth protests actually changing government structure, they're becoming fewer and fewer and fewer in places that are less and less important to the wider world.